Mohammed Ahmed has made it home to Iowa. Last month, we spoke with his wife, JC, who told us that Mohammed had traveled to Sudan for his father's funeral, but got stuck there after the fighting started on April 15th. Finally, after more than 2 weeks, his grueling journey is over. Mohammed and JC are both on the line now from Cedar Rapids. Welcome to you both. We're just really glad that Mohammed is back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I can only imagine how relieved you both must be at this point. I saw pictures of your reunion from the local paper in the airport at Cedar Rapids. Mohammed, what was that moment like for you to be safely back at home?
That moment is everything, seeing my wife, my three girls, and it's been a lot.
It must have been a harrowing journey because you were back in Sudan for your father's funeral. You were already going through that. The war broke out on April 15th. At what point did you realize that you needed to get out of there? What was going on?
My first couple of days, I was waiting to see what's the plan for the embassy. Because at that point, they just, all of the emails coming out talking about stay in shelter and stay in place, but there is no plan yet. Almost a week into it, I decide to get out. Like, I have to leave.
On your own.
In my own. At that point, there is no plan yet.
Did you feel like at that point you were in danger?
Yes. Every moment there, you are in danger. The fire is going in every direction. There is no any place like you can call it safe.
So I understand you decide to take a bus to Egypt. There were others who tried to leave the country on a boat from Port Sudan. Tell me what that journey on the bus was like. What did you see?
Like getting into the station is difficult. You don't want to be stopped in the middle. You can't carry a lot of things. I only able to get my backpack. And at the station, after we arrived there, we had to stay for the night. Because we told that the next bus would be next day, 6 in the morning. In the morning, the price, what they told us the day before is 150,000 pounds. That's about $300. The next day, the price doubled, the ticket for the bus.
Well, you got to, it was pretty incredible. They didn't have that much cash in hand. And so Mohammed somehow talked a stranger into letting him borrow the money until he got to Egypt and then we Western Union. Like, I don't, that's the magic of Mohammed. He can talk people into things. I've never understood it, but he did.
And so, JC, let me, what are you doing at this point? How are you doing at this point, watching all of this unfold, knowing that your husband doesn't have a clear path out of the country?
I was flipping out. I mean, it's like we'd have a plan, and then I'd get excited and then tell myself, it's Sudan, anything can happen, and that's with or without war. So when he contacts me and says, I can't get on the bus, we don't have enough cash, here I am. I can get money to him, but how? So I'm writing to friends of his that live here that have relatives there, trying to find some way. And I get a hold of one of his friends who has an uncle there and said, you know, I can get cash to him. Then I can't reach Mohammed because the internet's down. So I'm just waiting and flipping out. And then about 2 hours later, he calls me. I'm on the bus. And I just, you know, then I'm crying for a different reason. It's just a roller coaster of extreme emotions.
Mohammed, so many people were making the same journey you were. When you got to the border with Egypt, what condition were people in?
People wasn't doing good because no one expecting to be there for days. And there is not enough food. There is not enough water. Even the situation of bathrooms, there is none. It's a difficult situation.
JC, were you on the line with the U.S. State Department? Did you get any help from them?
I, you know, had registered him with all of that. And then I was also talking to our local representative, is Ashley Henson, and someone in her office was very instrumental in any updates he would get directly from them, he would let me know. But honestly, a lot of the times it was answering some of their questions. I don't feel that they really had anybody that was getting information like I was from someone there on the ground. You know, they just kept saying to shelter in place. When I called the embassy, couldn't get anyone. Mohammed would call from his side and he would actually get hung up on. There just really was nothing going on for a good
week. Did you feel like you were on your own?
Absolutely. I reached out to friends and family on Facebook. We started a GoFundMe. I didn't know if it would help, but it's what I could do. So I stayed focused on it, and we'll be able to help his family and hopefully some other people too with the funds we've raised.
Because some of your family's still there in Sudan trying to get out?
Yes. My mom and my sibling, they're still there.
Are they safe?
No one is safe there. Safe now, you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
JC Ahmed and Mohammed Ahmed of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mohammed, welcome home. We're so glad to hear that this ended with good news. We hope the best for your family. Please keep in touch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.